Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz was in Ankara today, seeking the backing of Turkish leaders for possible U.S. military action against Turkey's neighbor, Iraq. The meetings took place against a backdrop of growing political instability in Turkey and an announcement today that the government has agreed to early elections. But as NPR's Guy Raz reports, even without their domestic troubles, Turkey's leaders would find it hard to support a U.S. campaign against Iraq.
Wolfowitz told reporters he came to the Turkish capital to listen to what leaders here have to say.
Turkey has very large and legitimate interests in whatever happens in Iraq. The United States has a very large concern for Turkey's future and Turkey's success. So it matters greatly to the United States what Turkish views are and what Turkish perspectives are.
The American perspective seems clear. Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein, the administration argues, is a threat to the region and potentially to the United States. And in order to oust him, the U.S. needs Turkey's blessing, according to Turkish defense analyst Lale Sarı İbrahimoğlu.
Firstly, because of his location. Secondly, its facilities. Thirdly, Saudi Arabia decided is reluctant to cooperate with the U.S. in any possible aggression against Iraq.
The problem, she explains, is that Turkish leaders are lukewarm to the idea. So are Turkish citizens, like 35-year-old Yakup Saray.
Çünkü Amerikan politikası belli zaten.
This Iraqi intervention would be very, very bad for Turks, very harmful for Turkey.
And how would it harm Turkey? First, says former foreign ministry official Altay Gürkekin, Turkey would suffer politically.
Turkey will be incriminated by the whole Islam world as the only Islamic state to take action, military action, to another Islamic state which didn't pose a threat to Turkey.
In addition, Turkey earns more than $1 billion in trade with Iraq each year. But perhaps this country's biggest concern is that an attack against Iraq could benefit both Turkish and Iraqi Kurds. Turkey has long feared Kurdish aspirations toward independence. In eastern Turkey, Kurdish separatists have waged a guerrilla war against the Turkish army. That reality makes Turkey's powerful military establishment reluctant to support action against Iraq. Arman Kulaglu is a retired general in the Turkish army.
The military people doesn't want to make any intervention to Iraq, and they want to prevent such a kind of operation to Iraq.
Turkey already allows U.S. and British warplanes to use Incirlik Air Base as a staging ground to patrol the no-fly zone over northern Iraq. In 1991, Turkey contributed ground forces to Operation Desert Storm. Turkish analysts say the United States promised financial compensation and political backing on several key issues. But, they say, it never came through. Now, according to defense analyst Lale Sarı İbrahimoğlu, Turkey is holding on to its cards.
I think now what's happening is that both countries are bargaining on what Turkey can get. Because at the end of the day, we may say to the public that we are against strike against Saddam. But on the other, Turkey will extend help to the U.S.
Help that may be crucial if the Bush administration hopes to win over more international support for a potential operation. Guy Raz, NPR News, Ankara.